720 WGN is Dean here, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio and on the line, excited to have a guy who's been a driving force of some of the greatest and some of our favorite motorsports media for nearly 20 years with Import Racer, Road and Track Speed, and more. He is the head of editorial at Motor Trend, also overseeing Super Street, Lowrider, Four Wheeler, Hot Rod, and Motor Trend, the one and only Ed Lowe. Welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you, especially at a time like this. And, you know, with the, you know, all the racing that is going on and all the racing that isn't going on, it's great to get an update on some of those iconic races that are happening and, of course, how Motor Trend fits into it. So this is the 88th running of the 24 Hours at Le Mans coming up. It is the world's oldest endurance motorsport race. But what is it about the Le Mans 24 that makes it a bucket list race for drivers to win and for fans to see?
Well, I'll tell you, it's an amazing race. I've been a couple of times in my career. I've been blessed to have been able to hop a flight to France. It's just the whole thing. It's an experience. It's really not just the 24 hours. It's the whole week. You know, it's everything that goes on around the race. But the excitement is really that it's just amazing, ridiculous, quite frankly, test of man and machine. You know, you're out basically in the countryside in France in an iconic track known as the Circuit de la Sarthe, which actually isn't a racetrack at all in the traditional sense. It's like a country road. And you have all of these super fast race cars competing against each other, not one type of race car just competing against each other, but four different classes this year with tremendous speed differentials. So you have like the very top level LMP1 cars that are the fastest on track. And then at the other end, you have these sports cars, mostly Ferraris, Porsches, some Aston Martin. These are like cars you might see on the street in a fancy neighborhood. They have tremendous speed differences. They're racing for 24 hours, and then you have to change from day to night or the night to day, and it usually rains in France when this race is on. So you have weather, so you have fatigue, you have these cars running at the highest speed they can for 24 straight hours, you have the change in time. It's a very, very exciting race. And it has been. That's why it's been so popular for this long.
Yeah, I think it's the tradition, right? It's that history that allows it to still exist today without any of the accoutrements of safety or sensibility. And you look at those country roads, and then you mentioned it too, the different classes on the car side. So not only are they navigating really what aren't, tracks that were built to, to handle cars, but the traffic too, they're passing these other cars there. And so it is just another thing. Entirely. Now, when you talk about it for this year, and of course, it's been going on 88 years, but I was at the Rolex 24 at Daytona, which was normal, right? And a great event, one of those great iconic events, Daytona 500. I was there. It was pretty normal, other than, of course, I think they had multiple, fighter jet flyovers and the president showed up. So other than that, it was still like a regular race. I was at the Fan Free Indy 500 not too long ago that happened. When it comes to this race and based on the location, the fact that it is in Europe and I know that they're not dealing or having the same kind of impact that we're having here, how is this year's race, if at all, going to be different than what we've seen in the past?
Well, that's a great point to bring up. Good question. It is going to be very different. They have taken precautions due to COVID-19. So my understanding is there won't be any fans in the stands. It's going to be run like a lot of motorsports are these days. Just the racers, just the teams, everybody practicing, the proper precautionary measures, masks, social distancing, hand sanitization, all that stuff, as much as possible. Which is why, our live stream is even more critical, right? Like we're offering the ability to watch this event live for all 24 hours, but also we have the ability to show different camera angles in the car so you can really get the feel of the race. You can select, between six vehicles, what you're watching. Wow. While the race is going on. So, in addition to taking those COVID precautions and not having fans there, they actually postponed the race. They normally run in something like June. So, of course, we're running it now in September. And that should have, this additional element, this kind of surprising element, where the nights are going to be longer because we're not in the summer. We're heading into fall. And potentially, again, a different kind of weather. It won't be as hot, might be cooler, might be more rain. And, you know, rain is a big problem out there as you're going that long. Track is slippery, drivers are tired. And the most surprising thing I think people don't know about this type of racing, endurance racing, is the visibility at night is incredible. Not just because, yes, it's dark, but when a car comes up behind you at like 200 miles an hour and it's got its lights on, a lot of times drivers complain they can't see the road ahead because they're just getting blasted. The car behind them just turns everything in front of them dark because their car creates a shadow. So I've heard this from the race car drivers that the speeds, the types of vehicles, the differentials in performance really make this a super challenging race.
It's going to be crazy. It just sounds super exciting. So as a guy that's been covering, you know, motorsports in the automotive world for nearly 20 years, and you look at this year as opposed to other years as far as the way that people prepare, it isn't like Daytona or Indianapolis or some of these other closed courses where people can go and practice. Certainly, if you've got a career of certain length, you've had 88 years to practice, and so hopefully you've gotten some practice in. But even with, you know, with Indy and NASCAR, all that stuff has been limited because of the pandemic. How do drivers prepare for this race? You know, is it, and I know that there's been a lot of advancements on the, whether it's the simulators and the realism there is great, just to know what's coming up and the course layout and the turns, but how are drivers, at least from the feedback that you've gotten, preparing for this year's Le Mans?
You're right, it is a lot of sim driving. What's actually pretty interesting is, you know, when they first announced that they were going to delay the running of Le Mans this year, one of the things they pivoted into was basically a giant video game tournament with a lot of the drivers that are actually competing driving simulators that, you know, were as realistic as they could be on the course in similar cars and competing, you know, virtually, but wheel to wheel. So a ton of that goes on for sure. It isn't a direct replacement for racing. There's none of the G's. There's none of the, you know, the G-forces, there's none of the fatigue you get over time. But, you know, the drivers do say that having all the visual cues, being able to see, like, where the braking points are, you know, how to look through a corner, the games are at this level these days are pretty high. So, you know, that's a good amount of practice. And then, you know, they have shut down the track area for practice sessions. So the drivers are practicing probably right now. Actually, they're practicing right now. The bands are practicing this week, and they get their sessions in, and then there's qualifying before the race itself. So they do get some time on the track before the flag drops on Saturday morning.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff, and you're right about, we've done a number of interviews about the iRacing and just the realism there, and it's to the point now where you've got, you know, racers who have never gotten into the cockpit of a car are able to get out and compete at some level in like Formula 3 and some other things. And so the one-to-one ratio, of course, you don't have the fear, right? That's not built into it, you know, or any of the other things as far as the consequences of your action built into the video games. But it really does help a lot. You look at advances. And on the coverage of the sports side, and it's worked out a bunch where you can switch from cockpit to cockpit on whether it's the national network broadcast or the different racing series. Talk a little bit about Motor Trend and your thoughts and how you've integrated yourself as not an either or, but an and, right, to augment what might be the kind of things that you would see in a typical broadcast and be able to bring, you know, additional coverage, vantage points, and perspective.
Right. Look, we are the exclusive place to watch this live stream in the U.S. and in Canada. So, you know, if you want to watch Le Mans, you're going to need to download the Motor Trend app, go to the App Store for Apple or for Android. Or if you're a subscriber to our channel on your cable TV, you might want to check. Some people, you know, have us or don't even know. You know, we have the race, of course, on Saturday morning, so it's bright and early. But we also have the practice sessions and the qualifying. So nice. We have coverage, sort of extended coverage available. And then we have coverage online currently on MotorTrend.com talking about, you know, what to look for, profiling the different classes, LMP1, LMP2, the Le Mans GTE Pro class and the Le Mans GTE Amateur class. So, you know, that's, we have everything you'd want You're also going to see social media posts from us, from our Motor Trend accounts and other accounts from like Hot Rod and Super Street. So we do cover everything. And of course, as you mentioned, you know, the really neat feature is this ability to switch, you know, your views during the race between one of six vehicles that are competing. Gives you control. And then, of course, there's the coverage that we're providing with, you know, color commentary and, you know, all the analysis as the race is running. So it should be great.
Oh, I'm excited. September 19th is when it is coming up, 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time. We'll have links up at WGN Radio. For all of that. And before we let you go, of course, we want the listeners know, let them know we're talking with Motor Trend's Ed Lowe. Here's one of the things that you guys do, and the listeners know if they followed some of the stuff that we've done or they've participated or got in on Daytona All In, is you guys have just a great ability to tell these extra stories and kind of add that whole extra element to motorsports, whether it's the backstories or some of the features of the vignettes or just this unique perspective that you have, of course, from, you know, just all that history covering and being in and around cars and motorsport. Talk a little bit about like that philosophy and maybe some things that are coming up. I know that there's probably some projects that have, you know, were in the works that haven't happened because of the pandemic, but talk about just how you guys think over there and some of the cool stuff people can look forward to.
Oh yeah, for sure. So we love cars. Like that goes without saying. Motor Trend started, you know, back in 1949. We've been around for, you know, over 70 years. We do things like Car of the Year, Truck of the Year awards. That's what people know us for. And of course, we've expanded into the digital space, and now we have this, you know, Motor Trend app. You can get on your phone or on your Roku or on your, you know, your Amazon Fire TV or even on your Xbox, where you can watch all of this great content. And the content piece is really where it's at. You know, the videos that we produce, you know, we have more than, you know, 8,000 episodes of shows and 3,200 hours of, you know, automotive series. We have a one on NASCAR that you mentioned, NASCAR All In. We up that. We're doing some great programming that's coming on, you know, some of the playoffs, as you will, in NASCAR. We have a ton of restoration shows. If you like Hot Rods, if you like auction builds, if you like shows like, you know, Fast Final Overhaul and Ditch and Rides, like these are shows you may know for TV, but they're now available on your phone. You know, again, on your Apple TV, on your Roku. All via the Motor Trend app.
Yep, and Motor Trend TV, of course, Bitchin' Rides, Chasing Classic Cars, Iron Resurrection, Wheeler Dealers, all some great shows that are on there that add to it. And of course, the magazines and a lot of those other outlets that you guys have. And also, too, is, of course, on the app. So last thing, and of course, remind the listeners, we're talking with Ed Lowe. He is the head of editorial at Motor Trend, which oversees Super Street, Lowrider, Four Wheeler, Hot Rod, all of that stuff. If people want to see the 24-hour of Le Mans on September 19th, they have to download the app, right? And then they're, you know, they get in. Once they sign up, they can get all that action.
Yes, 100%. So, you know, hopefully you're only a subscriber to the Motor Trend app. If not, again, go to Android or Apple to the App Store. Download it. It's $2 a month to watch the race, to watch all the other content I mentioned, the 8,000 episodes. You can also check out to see whether you have Motor Trend on your cable TV, the Motor Trend channel. So look for that. Some of you guys probably already have it. And then you can also watch online. You can watch just through a standard web browser, again, if you're on the Motor Trend app. So it starts and ends with the app. So if you want to watch Le Mans and a ton of other great content, that's where you go.
Yep. It is some of the best content out there and bar none the best value on TV going at this point. So, Ed, thanks so much for what you're doing. So excited for the Le Mans. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Great. Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.